light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Conflict of Visions presents Thomas Sowell, Foundational Exploration of Why Intelligent and Informed People Often Reach Opposing Conclusions About Politics, Law, Economics, and Morality. He argues that modern disputes spring from two enduring visions of human nature and social order. The constrained vision views humans as limited and fallible, and it emphasizes trade-offs, incentives, and institutions that channel behavior. The unconstrained vision views human nature as improvable and invests hope in reason, compassion, and purposeful redesign of society. Through history, philosophy, and policy cases, Sowell shows how these visions generate contrasting beliefs about justice, equality, power, and freedom. Rather than scoring partisan points, the book maps the hidden assumptions that guide arguments across generations. The result is a clarifying framework for reading the news, decoding policy debates, and understanding your own instincts about right and wrong. It is demanding yet accessible, and it equips readers to argue more clearly, listen more fairly, and anticipate where well-meaning reforms may collide with the realities of human behavior. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the constrained and unconstrained visions. Sowell identifies two archetypal ways of seeing human nature that organize political life. The constrained vision assumes that human limitations are enduring. Self-interest, ignorance, and bias are constants. Progress, therefore, comes from institutions that manage incentives and from traditions refined by trial and error. Trade-offs replace solutions, and prudence outranks intention. The unconstrained vision assumes that human nature is malleable, and that reason and moral commitment can overcome injustice. Progress comes from enlightened leadership, education, and deliberate reform. Solutions seem possible if will and expertise are applied. These visions do not map neatly onto parties. They are deeper cognitive and moral templates. In crime policy, the constrained approach stresses deterrence and reliability, while the unconstrained stresses rehabilitation and root causes. In economics, constrained thinkers favor market processes and impersonal rules. Unconstrained thinkers favor planning and targeted outcomes. Neither vision is pure in practice, but each nudges policies toward different priorities. By revealing these starting points, Sowell explains why the same facts can yield opposing policies, and why compromise often stalls at the level of first principles. Secondly, process justice versus result justice. A recurring contrast in the book is between procedural fairness and end-state fairness. Within the constrained vision, justice is about consistent rules known in advance, applied equally, and insulated from personal discretion. Equality before the law, freedom of contract, and rule-guided governance are central. Outcomes may be unequal because talent, preference, and luck differ, but the process remains legitimate. Within the unconstrained vision, justice centers on the moral evaluation of outcomes. If distributions of wealth, status, or safety are judged unjust, then rules must be bent or redesigned to achieve equity. Positive rights, corrective policies, and case-by-case discretion are tools to align results with moral goals. Sowell shows how these orientations shape debates on antitrust, affirmative action, zoning, and education admissions. He warns that an exclusive focus on outcomes can erode predictability and invite arbitrary power, while an exclusive focus on process can ignore persistent harms and historical barriers. The conflict reappears whenever society must balance generality of rules against compassion for specific cases. Thirdly, knowledge, incentives, and systemic causation. Sowell highlights a knowledge problem at the core of social design. In the constrained vision, knowledge is dispersed, tacit, and embedded in prices, customs, and evolved practices. Systems like markets, common law, and language coordinate this scattered information through feedback and incentives. Consequences depend on systemic interactions, not only on intentions. Thus, policy should be cautious about overriding mechanisms that signal scarcity and risk. In the unconstrained vision, concentrated expertise and rational planning can correct waste and injustice. Pilot programs, commissions, and expert administration promise intelligent guidance over blind processes. SOEL documents how well-intended interventions such as price controls, rent ceilings, and rigid wage policies distort signals, create shortages or surpluses, and produce outcomes opposite to goals. He also notes that success often rests on incentive compatibility. If a policy requires people to act against their interests or knowledge, it will fail regardless of sincerity. By contrasting systemic causation with intentional causation, the book teaches readers to ask not only what is desired, but also what mechanism will reliably deliver it in the messy world of trade-offs. Fourthly, justice, power, and the role of elites. The two visions imply different attitudes toward authority and expertise. The constrained vision is skeptical of concentrated moral authority. It prefers limits on power, separation of functions, and standards that minimize discretion. Judicial restraint, constitutional generalities, and due process protect against the passions and errors of leaders. The unconstrained vision sees power as a tool that can be entrusted to those with empathy and knowledge to rectify injustice. It accepts greater discretion for judges, administrators, and educators to tailor outcomes to moral aims. Sowell explores how these stances shape views on criminal justice, media gatekeeping, welfare policy, and education curricula. He also examines how elites see their role. Under the unconstrained vision, elites often justify leadership as stewardship of social improvement. Under the constrained vision, elites are yet another human group, limited and interest-driven, who need checks and comparative accountability. These divergent premises explain recurring disputes over judicial activism, emergency powers, and the meaning of rights, whether negative protections from interference or positive claims on resources and services. Lastly, patterns of political struggle and rhetoric. Sowell shows that once the underlying vision is set, positions across issues become strikingly predictable. Debates on crime, welfare, war, education, and free speech often repeat the same moral structure. One side frames opponents as indifferent to suffering or captive to privilege. The other frames opponents as utopian, naive about incentives, or reckless with traditions that sustain order. Each side treats evidence through its moral lens, emphasizing either intentions and disparities or trade-offs and processes. This dynamic produces talking past one another, since the standards of proof and definitions of justice differ at the root. Sowell proposes that clarity about premises can reduce heat and increase light. By asking which vision a claim presupposes, readers can anticipate arguments, test consistency, and search for incremental compromises. The book does not claim one vision always wins. It shows that each guards against distinct dangers, such as cruelty without compassion versus compassion without constraints. Recognizing these patterns helps citizens build arguments that are less personal, more evidence-based, and more likely to endure. In conclusion, this book is for serious citizens, students of law and economics, journalists, policymakers, community leaders, and anyone who wants to debate with clarity rather than slogans. It will benefit your life by giving you a durable map of ideological assumptions so you can predict policy consequences, separate intentions from incentives, and remain calm in the heat of public controversy. Instead of handing you a checklist of positions, it trains you to see the levers beneath the surface, from knowledge limits to the choice between process and results. You should buy this book because it is a neutral framework rather than a partisan anthem. It draws on wide history and social science, and it has strong explanatory and predictive power across issues and decades. Many books argue for a side. This one explains why sides exist, why they persist, and how to reason across them. That makes it a rare and practical guide for everyday decisions and long-term civic learning. If you would like to support Thomas Sowell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives use your power, read and rise higher. Nine our tree, better life.